In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing in volume 17, May 1st, 1925, and we're on the second paragraph. Jesus just told Louisa that he's giving each and every one of us, Louisa and all of us, particular gifts, graces, and riches and qualities, which are going to help us to accomplish the mission he gave to Louisa and the mission he's given to us. So she says, Jesus says, my humanity received from my divinity the mission of salvation of souls and the office of Redeemer. So Jesus is our King, our Savior, our Redeemer. His holy humanity received from the divinity the mission of the salvation of souls and the office of Redeemer. That is to redeem mankind, humanity, from the slavery of sin and from eternal death. Jesus took upon himself our sin, and he died for us. We are going to die. This body is going to die, but we're not going to go through that death that Jesus went through, that eternal death that God has now prevented us from going through if we turn to him. So he says, in order to carry out this office, Jesus says, I was given their souls. I was given their pains. I was given their satisfactions to God. So the Father has given to Louisa us, excuse me, the Father has given to Jesus us so that our soul is in the hands of our Savior, our Redeemer, our King. Our pains, all the suffering, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional pains that we're going through, has been given to Jesus, and he died on the cross for us. They're not ours anymore. And we're gonna suffer, but we have confidence that Jesus is going to go through this. So when we see suffering, we want to say to Jesus, thank you for showing this to me, number one. Number two, I'm sorry it's happening to you, Lord. And number three, I want to repair this. I want to redo this, as if this suffering, this sin, was not there. So if this is the satisfaction that we give to the Father through Jesus, because he has made up for all our misery. And he, our Savior, our King, took our place on the cross. So what is nailed to the cross is all our suffering, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional suffering, our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin was crucified. And Jesus is saying to us, this is what I have given to you to help you recognize that you have heaven again. It's yours if you wish. So therefore, Jesus enclosed within himself everything from everyone, and his holy humanity, if his holy humanity had neglected to enclose itself in just one soul, one satisfaction, the office of a Redeemer would not have been complete. So he did this for every one of us, all of humanity. He took our place. He died for us. And he shed every drop of his blood, washing the world clean. And at consecration, when the priest offers the precious blood of Jesus, you know, the host and then the precious blood of Jesus, it's to say to the Father, here's what your Son has done. I to remember what Jesus has done. Why? So that you, Lord, could now send your Holy Spirit and sanctify us. Jesus has redeemed us. And now please, Heavenly Father, send the Holy Spirit to sanctify the world. And what does that mean? That your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is everything for Catholics, for everything for those who love this universal life. So Jesus says, He says, I would not have enclosed myself in all the graces, all the goods, all the lights that was necessary to give to each soul if I did not do this for everyone. He says, even though not all souls are saved, this says nothing. So there will be some souls who will say, I don't want this. There will be some souls who will not want God. I know that's hard to believe. But they have proved by their life on earth to the moment of death that they did not want God. And God has to give them what they want. Our God, the reason we're here is to prove to God that we want to be with him for all eternity and not to be with the one who despises you, but the one, Our Lady, the mother of God, Theotokos, who brings us to her son. We want this abundant life. So Jesus says, on my part, I had to enclose the goods of all of humanity so that I might have necessary and superabundant graces for everyone, past, present, and future. So what Jesus has done is not just for a few, it's for everyone, but there will be souls who will not want to be with God. This is a great mystery, how anybody would want death rather than abundant life. So Jesus says, this was convenient to me and for the decorum and the just honor of my office as Redeemer. He has done everything. Our Lord has done everything, and he needs us to begin to live this abundant life. Anything that we need is at our disposal. The graces, Jesus says. He says, the goods. He says, everything that I have done, this light that's necessary for each soul. He says, I've done everything for you. If we complain to God, it's because we have not meditated on Christ crucified. If we complain to God, the crucifix is far from us. I've had friends of mine keep on saying, why me? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? What have I done? When we're focused on ourselves, it's the self-centered, the selfishness, this misery, looks at like, I've done nothing wrong. You know, why is God doing this to me? I know there are worse people than me. Why doesn't he do that to them? If we're not meditating on Christ crucified, if that is far from us, we do not understand the love of God. If we're not spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at Jesus in the monstrance, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him, falling in love with Jesus, we're not going to understand the mystery of Christ crucified, the mystery of Jesus in the tabernacle. We're not going to understand that, and that would be so foreign to us that we will complain. It becomes part of our life. Why me? Why do I have to go through this? And again, I've mentioned of a good friend of mine, that was her life, complaining, negative, fearful, upset. Even on her deathbed, she was complaining. She wanted misery. She didn't want to let go of it. And one of the main things is forgiveness. If you don't forgive, Jesus says, when he gave the Our Father, he says, if you don't forgive others, the Heavenly Father can't forgive you. So again, in every situation, the good, the bad, and the ugly that we've gone through, every situation, we've got to thank God that from that point on, we want to get closer to him. We want to praise him, to glorify him. See, the song to praise God drives the evil one away. To rejoice in God drives the evil one away. You know, like for Christmas, if you have the baby Jesus in your house, the crib that basically was given to us by St. Francis, he was the first one to do this nativity scene. And you kiss the baby Jesus, thanking God that he came to earth to redeem us, we begin to understand this great love of God. When we go through the sacred scriptures, we begin to understand this, that our God loves us so much that he, God Almighty, was incarnate, became man. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, and now God wants to, he has redeemed us, and now God wants to sanctify us. He wants to free us from this misery that humans find themselves in. When we turn to God, when we really begin to love God with our whole mind, whole heart, all our strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Why do we love our neighbor? Because Jesus is there. Why do we love ourselves? Jesus is there. He bought us with his precious blood. And his precious blood is fallen on our neighbor as well as ourselves. So we fall in love with our neighbor because Jesus is there. So what happens is God is, he's saying, I've done everything for on my part. He says, I can enclose all the goods that might be necessary for anyone and everyone. Superabundant graces for everyone, past, present, and future, in order to save all of humanity, even though there will be some that won't want it. He says, this is convenient to God, Jesus, for the decorum and the just honor that his office of Redeemer demanded. Jesus has done this. So good things are right around the corner, and our God is asking us to meditate on him. If you're having trouble, read sacred scripture. If you're having trouble, read the book of heaven. If you're having trouble, pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. If you're having trouble, meditate on Christ crucified. Everything is going to be shown to those souls who are seeking God. A friend of mine, when he had trouble, he would always go to the Blessed Sacrament. And he says, I'm going to sit here until you answer my prayer. And his prayer was always answered. God wants us to be free of all the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin. And God has done everything. And now he's asking us to come to him even more. So this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, becomes manifest. We're going to see this. It's going to happen. And our Lord is predestined us to live at this time because we are the ones that God has given this office of the office that was given to Louisa and now given to us of reading, studying, and putting into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa in the Book of Heaven. So let us pray. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always and be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.